All right, Marianne.
So, disgruntled employees quitting in grand fashion. Let's hear the audio of this this guy. Want to hear it?
You got it right here?
Yeah, ready?
Yeah.
This is how a Walmart employee announced he was quitting.
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees.
Oh, my.
But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bullshit. Bogus write-ups and my job.
Oh, wow.
This job.
Whoa!
My man went out blazing.
That's great.
Did it, did it.
Why don't more people quit like that?
You know what? Because you don't want to blow up your bridge. You might have to work with somebody again, and they see that, and they're like, "I would not. This guy.
If you quit, you're gonna quit. Yeah, you gotta burn bridges, and you don't get a nice referral. Where were you the last year?
But
nowhere.
You know, some people. Went out just like that guy.
I love that, though, but it seemed like he memorized it. Like,
he had
some things to say, and he maybe rehearsed it in the mirror. I would have.
Is a year and a half, is that long enough to be as gruntled?
Oh.
He was that gruntled.
You could get disgruntled in weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he put it all out there.
That is the best way to quit, I swear.
Or maybe there's better ways to quit out there.
I still regret not doing a giant F you to my one of my jobs.
Uh-huh.
I do.
You should have.
I took the high road, and oh man, could I have taken the low road?
I could have gone berserk on one group that I worked for, and
so
I did not.
So looking back,
I'm glad I didn't.
You are?
I'm glad I didn't. Mm. Yeah.
I'm not.
What would you have done? Gone in there and listen, tipped some stuff over?
I had emails written.
Oh, ready to send?
Yeah.
Oh,
to them,
yeah.
Telling them, this is how I feel. And I sent it,
yeah.
And I never got responses, and I realized it never got sent. But that's, and so I was like, it's a sign, I shouldn't send it, but yeah. I should have. I still, to this day, go, I wish
Look at
they,
you. You're
yeah.
marinating in it still.
I am. How do you let go of that?
Hey,
I think a grand, I quit, nothing better.
You gotta, if you're gonna do it, do it.
Yeah.
Go big or go home, because
yeah.
you're going
I
home anyway.
I love that guy. I want to find, he's definitely from Canada.
Hey,
or Wisconsin, do we know?
He totally sounded like
Tim Full
Thunder
Power.
Bay. Tim Full Power. Kirk and Marianne, 410-338-1098. Anybody go out in grand fashion? Did you really ring that register when you went out? I grabbed the microphone and let everybody know. Fill us in. Linda in Bolton Hill loves Kirk and Marianne. Girl, thank you so much. We love you too. Yeah. Hey, with the microphone and the speaker system in a big store like that, that's pretty tempting. If you're gonna get out on your terms, pick up that intercom and just go mm-hmm. nuts.
Yeah,
like you just played the guy.
I think
a second
you just
ago.
Have to know the code Can to you? Get over the intercom. Because
right.
I worked at a place called Caldor.
I remember Caldor.
Yeah. Similar to Target, and my brother-in-law was like, "What's the intercom code?" I did not tell him,
right?
Because he's the type that would have just started saying,
uh-huh.
"You know, half off." Half off ladies' underwear.
Yeah, I love that.
Just now.
Did you?
Next 5 minutes.
Have you ever quit in grand fashion?
I did quit once. I remember walking up the stairs. Caroline's on Broadway, the comedy club in New York City.
Who don't know Caroline's on Broadway?
I was a waitress there before I did stand-up. And as I was walking out, he said something, the owner, or the guy that was firing me, goes, "You know, don't come in on Monday."
And you said, "What?"
And I went, "Don't worry," because I quit.
Oh, yeah.
Or either I said, "I'm quitting," and he said, "Don't come." Either way, it was like
get it first.
A little bit of a line one.
Don't
a little bit of a rush.
I love that line. You can't fire me
because I quit. But wait, unless that affects my unemployment.
All right, Misty,
then fire me.
Misty, you're on with Kirk and Marianne. Did you quit?
Yes, I did quit. This is quite a while ago, but I was working, had a little government job, and I was tired of it. So. I wrote a beautiful, beautiful letter of resignation to my boss. She loved it so much that she gave me a letter of recommendation and she helped me find a new job. And what she didn't realize was, had you gone back and highlighted the first letter of every word of every sentence, it spelled F-U and spelled her name out.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a
creative.
That's a smart way to F you. Way to go, Misty.
All right, take care.
She did good on her SAT. I can tell you that right now.
It's got to feel good.
It's Kirk and Marianne. Darren, how'd you do it?
Hey, this is Derek out of Randallstown. I used to work for Chili's when they used to opened up out in Eldersburg.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was a prep cook in the morning. So my job was to fry chips, tortilla chips, for the opening lunch rush and everything. So I had to fry about 12 to 14 bins of tortilla
Yikes.
Chips. Well, prior to that, I had taken off for the upcoming Saturday, and my boss comes to me, the schedule comes out, and I saw that he scheduled me on Saturday. I said, dude, I took off like a week ago. Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't accommodate you. You know, things are hectic, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, I can't make it. I told you guys. He said, well, look, I'll tell you what. You don't come in here Saturday, you don't got a job. I said, okay. I said, well, let me just go do this, right? So I took my name badge. I threw it down, and all the bins I had stacked up, I just knocked them all over, chips, hot grease,
Ooh.
Right before the restaurant opened up. I said, yeah, now get somebody to clean that up on Saturday.
That felt good. Immature, but it feels so good. She I can't say I wouldn't do that either.
Immature.
Good for you.
Yeah. Way to go, Darren.
What jerk does that? Like
Darren did that.
No, I mean, not that, but what boss would threaten to fire somebody? You know what I mean?
Right.
You need the chip man.
When the chips are down, somebody got to pick them up. I quit this bitch. Kirk McHugh and Marianne Sirk. We're live in the Boom Boom Room. You just had the guy that went out in a blaze of glory working at Walmart.
At Walmart, went over the intercom, said what he needed to say before I quit. I guess that goes without saying.
Marianne, say hi to Lou.
Hi, Lou. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
What's going on with you?
So I used to work at Kmart, and this was during, like, the big holiday rush season. Mind you, I was an 18-year-old kid, and honestly, I just got tired of working all the weeks. And so my boss was like, look, you got to work Black Friday and this day and that day. And I was like, nope, not doing it. So I finally decided one day, had enough. I got on a microphone, like Triple H,
yep.
And I said, attention all Kmart shoppers.
Yeah.
If you can hear the sound of my voice, I would like you to know two things. One, this effing job is underpaid and it is total crap.
You did the same thing.
And if you're not down with that, I got two words for you. I quit.
Nice.
I
threw my badge in my boss's face and rolled out.
Lou. They're not booing. They're looing. Nice job, buddy.
Big guess.